This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them, brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. We're talking about the migratory bird hunting and conservation stamp, what we all call the duck stamp. Any person who hunts ducks, geese, swans, or brant and is 16 or older must carry a current duck stamp on which they've signed their name in ink. Today, 7 reasons why you should buy a duck stamp, even if you're not a hunter. First, at $25, the stamp is a bargain for wildlife conservation because 98% of the price goes directly to conservation, says avian writer and editor Paul Basich.
It goes to the resource to protect all kinds of wildlife, all kinds of birds. It is primarily destined to and intended to secure wetland habitat and grassland habitat, but that covers a lot of species, and it's a way that all Americans can participate.
Second, the more than 560 national wildlife refuges across the country are protected havens for birds and other wildlife. Since 1934, duck stamp revenue has helped create more than 250 of those refuges. For example, Quivira National Wildlife Refuge in central Kansas. Paul Basich says most of Quivira was paid for with duck stamp revenue.
99.1% was the figure. Maxwell in New Mexico, which I think is right at the edge of your area, that's 75-76% of that was.
Third, the funds help protect some 3 million acres of waterfowl production areas in the critical prairie pothole region of the Dakotas and help protect declining prairie nesting birds in the face of increasing loss of grasslands. Fourth, more than just waterfowl, duck stamp revenues give refuge to all manner of birds, reptiles, amphibians, fish, wild mammals, grasses, and forbs. Those creatures and plants share the protected wildlife refuges. Listen to Seth Gallagher of Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory.
Really, it's far more wide-reaching than just ducks. There's a lot of non-game species that benefit from it as well. If you look at some of the most popular birding destinations in a lot of states, those are wildlife refuges. And while the intent may be to produce ducks, they're fantastic habitat for other water birds and terrestrial birds in the uplands. And so the benefits of the duck stamp are far beyond just ducks.
Fifth, some of the most diverse and wildlife-rich refuges in the nation have been acquired with stamp funds. Sixth, David Sibley, a bird illustrator and the author of The Sibley Guide to Birds, reminds people the duck stamp is a year-long pass to all federal refuges that charge admission.
A lot of bird watchers started buying duck stamps to get an annual pass to get into any national wildlife refuge. And gradually it's become more and more popular and more widespread to buy duck stamps.
Seventh, the duck stamp is a beautiful collectible. Since 1949, the design of each year's duck stamp has been chosen in an open art contest. The writer Paul Basich recalls the event several years ago.
There was a contest in Ohio on the duck stamp, and there were 200 pieces of art that were judged, and they picked a wonderful piece, a pair of canvasback by Adam Grimm from South Dakota. So there's that subculture within the bird hunting, bird watching, and art communities that intersect.
7 reasons why non-hunters could buy the annual duck stamp. Available at post offices, most sporting goods stores, and other venues where hunting licenses are sold. Learn more about the duck stamp and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. On the web at Playa Country, P-L-A-Y-A, playacountry.org.